Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Hoffman Show. We are at Mystics Media Day, and Lucy Olson is with us. Lucy, good to see you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Welcome to D.C. How are you liking it so far?
I like it. It's a nice area. Yeah, the weather's been good. So.
Yeah, I was saying, it probably feels a little bit homey. Philly's not like, it's the next big city up, so.
Yeah, and I've been here for some field trips.
Of course.
So I'm a little familiar, but this is my first time really exploring. So
any like major memories from the field trips? I'm sure you did like all the history stuff.
It was all the history, yeah. The Washington Monument.
You don't have like a favorite president or anything? A favorite monument?
No.
Okay.
Maybe I'll get one soon. Maybe.
I mean, it's a requirement for citizenship. It's not a requirement for citizenship. All right. You then went to Villanova.
Yes.
And then you went to Iowa. And Iowa fans are very passionate. They have been very excited and also excitable since you've been drafted here. Going into that environment last year, and especially obviously CC the year before, the whole deal, there's a lot of eyes on that program. What was it like for you to live in that world for a year?
Yeah, it was just unbelievable. Like, looking back at the season, I'm like, I can't even believe I lived that. Like, it was just so surreal every time. The experience, the fans, it was so loud in the gym, and the fans were everywhere. They were so supportive. So, yeah, I can't even put words into how it felt.
They've also got a great WNBA history, obviously, Caitlin, but also Kate last year, Meg Gustafson, and on down the list. What's it like to be a part of that network as well, to be able to tap into that, have those conversations with those pros?
Yeah, no, that was definitely like one of the reasons I chose Iowa. Like, WNBA was one of my goals, and they've had people get there. So, yeah, just having all those resources and everyone's so supportive and helping you get there, that... Yeah, I just couldn't be more grateful.
What was it that you wanted to get? Like, you had a great career, like unbelievable career at Villanova. What did you then want to add to your game or change or learn? Like, why make that change? What was the motivating factor? And then how did you make sure to extract that out of the program?
Yeah, I think just playing in a different conference. Like, the Big East is good, and it's a great conference, but the type of play is a little slower. And I wanted to go somewhere that just played faster, and the Big Ten definitely does that. Iowa definitely does that.
Yeah. And that, I'm sure, is music to Sidney Johnson's ears, because when I asked him, like, what's your play style? He's like, fast.
Fast. We're running. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I know it's only been one practice, but being in the meetings, you know, playing pickup, whatever it's been since you've been here, what's it been like to now be a part of the Mystics environment?
Yeah, it's so cool. This coaching staff seems amazing. They really know what they're talking about basketball-wise, and they build the relationships off the court as well. So I'm excited for that piece of it. And yeah, he definitely wants to run. So got to stay in shape for that one.
Yeah, the one time it's like, oh, okay, at least I'm in like season shape, because I just came. Like, no one feels bad for rookies in the W, but I can acknowledge, like, that is a brutal schedule, that turnaround. But at least there's like not time to get out of game shape.
Exactly. That is definitely the
vets are like, oh man, I've been on vacation, huffing and puffing. You're just like, I'm open.
I'm still here.
You also played a 3x3 with USA Basketball.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot of 3x3 conversations today, because different girls that have been unrivaled and the whole deal. What did you take out of the 3x3 experience that you've been able to apply to your game for 5-on-5?
Yeah. No, I love the game. It's so fast just because the 12-second shot clock. And Sorry, as they distract me over there.
I know. How did your speech to the fans go, by the way?
Oh, it was good.
Okay.
I think I need to get some more energy, but it'll come, you know.
There you go. All right, we'll get you. But anyway, 3x3.
Yes, back to the 3x3.
Speaking of energy.
Yeah, you need a lot of it because there's not really a sub. And I would just say, like, you have to be a lot smarter. Like, your IQ definitely builds when you play 3x3 because you have to be efficient. And if you just play one-on-one the whole time, you're going to be gassed. And the team that plays together is gonna beat you in the end. But I would say my IQ got a lot better.
You also did this question I want to ask you. I read, this is on Wikipedia, so Lord knows.
Oh, gosh.
You're a fairly good tennis player.
Oh, I did play tennis in high school.
That's different than being you were like a state champion, though, weren't you? Or you're part of a team that won a championship?
I wouldn't say I'm, like, that good. I was just...
Do you still play at all just for fun or?
Oh, I want to all the time, but I never get out because I'm always napping when I'm like not playing basketball. And I got to go play tennis though. My mom's a big tennis player, so.
Okay.
I got to play with her sometime.
I was saying, if you and mom play, like you're a professional athlete, but she's playing all the time.
Oh, she's beating me.
She's smoking you?
Yeah.
Just running you up. That could be new conditioning. Just have mom run you all over the court.
She's not going to run me off the court. Like I'll get the ball back, but I aim for one spot and it goes the other way.
Yeah. Not
it's very frustrating.
Yeah. No, tennis is it's not as bad as golf and frustrating.
Oh, man.
But it can be a very frustrating sport. All right. Let's ask the elephant in the room question. Your second round pick. Second round picks in the WNBA, it's very, very hard to make it. Three made it last year. Mm-hmm. How do you what kind of conversations have you had with the team about where you're at and realistically, like, how do you buck that trend and make this team?
Yeah, I think just controlling the controllables, like be a good teammate, have a good attitude. You never know what's going to happen, and any opportunity is better than no opportunity. So I'm just taking the second round pick and going with it.
On draft night, when you got drafted by Washington, mm-hmm. like what was going through your head?
Yeah, I was just, it was a crazy moment. My name just kind of popped up there. They didn't even say my name. So we were like, wait, did you get drafted? Oh, my God.
And I was so that's just, how you found out. It was on TV.
Yeah.
They didn't get a chance to call you beforehand or the order of operations.
No.
That's crazy. So then what happens? Eventually you get a call and it's like, hey, we drafted. You're like, I know. I saw it on TV.
Yeah, I got the call later. But I feel like it made it more surprising. Like we were like, wait, you're up there. Like you got drafted. So my family and I just celebrated. A few tears. Yeah.
That's really, really cool.
It was special.
All right. Two questions we're asking everybody on the way out here. What's the story behind your jersey number?
Oh, I'm usually number 3, but last year Sydney Falter had it when I came into Iowa. So I just put 2 threes together because why not?
Was there a story behind 3 or is that just kind of
I've just been 3 my whole life. Yeah,
just
I'm
pick
not
it
sure
up somewhere
it
in,
from, yeah.
in youth and
yep, it's like, and it's stuck forever.
Well, especially, you know, your game, you're known for knocking down a triple or two. So
yeah, I guess so.
Kind of works. And then if there was Big Mama Steph is over there putting on a show, if you could have anybody sponsor you, like a brand deal with any brand out there.
Any brand.
And I could just be like, hey, here's the contract. Who would the brand be that you want on that?
That is a tough question.
Toughest one I've asked everybody all day, it seems.
Yeah. I would say I like the like fun playoff, so probably like Lululemon, just because like Lucy Lulu, you know.
See, now we're thinking about some synergy.
Yeah.
You like, got to talk to Aaliyah because like Team Canada, she might have the hookup.
Yeah, true.
There's assist from me to you.
Yeah, thank you. If it happens. Right here. That's
there we
why.
Go. Lucy Olson, everybody. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate it. And best of luck.
Thanks.
All right. That was my chat from Mystics Media Day with Lucy Olson. We'll have much more on that front next week. The rookies, Kiki Iriafin, Sonia Citron. We do have our chat with Georgia Amor, although obviously Georgia suffered that terrible knee injury in practice earlier in the week. But we got Aaliyah Edwards. Shakira Austin, head coach Sidney Johnson. So we'll play a bunch of those for you next week. Mystics, they get going tomorrow in Indiana against Caitlin Clark and the Fever preseason style. And then May 16th is their home opener. When we get back, it's time for our weekend preview here on The Hoffman Show. And you'll have to see if we've finally gotten a sponsor.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.